Today is Thursday, July 4th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is 4th of July. It's Independence Day in the United States. Bum, bum, ba-da-bum, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Yeah, it's the day that we celebrate independence from England. You know, ironically, I am in England today. So, I don't know, I've never asked the British people, how do you feel about U.S. Independence Day? They probably don't care, because the people now in Great Britain, we're friends. I feel like U.S. and Great Britain and the United Kingdom, we're friends with each other and allies and all that kind of good stuff. And they probably, if I were guessing, think we should have had independence from England, because what has England been doing for the past 50 years but decolonizing, basically? So there you go. It's also Alice in Wonderland Day. We had to read through the looking glass for this weird math class that I was in when I was in junior high. It's interesting. National Caesar Salad Day. Mark loves a Caesar salad. If he is going to get salad, he is going to get Caesar salad. I don't mind Caesar salad. I'm okay with it. Even though I know traditional Caesar salad has anchovies in it, and I'm not a big seafood person, it's mostly for added salt, and you really don't taste fishiness in a Caesar salad, generally. If I can't taste it, I'm fine, you know. But anyway, the problem with Caesar salads, especially when I'm trying to lose weight, is that they have so many calories, because they drench the lettuce with the Caesar dressing. And then it has Parmesan cheese all over it and croutons. All of those things are high-fat, high-calorie items, and so I very rarely get Caesar dressing. It's also National Barbecue Spare Ribs Day, probably because a typical thing to do on the 4th of July in the United States is to have a barbecue, and that means set up an outdoor grill and grill meat. You know, if you're a vegetarian, I guess you can grill bean burgers or those impossible burgers that are grown in a lab. But either way, or you can just grill vegetables. That is a thing. I love grilled asparagus, and even though it makes your pee smell really weird, but I do love grilled asparagus, so that is another thing that you can do. So we finished talking about the weekend, and what I wanted to do today is just read a news story. I used to do this on the Adam and Maddie show. I used to read weird or funny news stories, and I'm thinking about bringing that back at least one day a week on Geeky Gay, because it is something that, you know, we don't do on The Mix, and I used to do it on the Adam and Maddie show, so I feel safe in saying we did do it on Dubious Intent, but that, you know, that's after the Adam and Maddie show ended, et cetera. And I feel like, you know, I could talk to. The website that I used to use is no longer in existence, though. All right. This is not funny, but this is just kind of a weird story. So they have a photo of these mirrored, big, tall, I don't know exactly how tall, but maybe it says in the story that I'm about to read. They're describing them as monoliths. And they've been appearing in various places in the desert near Las Vegas. And it's mirrored on all sides. It's rectangular. It's like a big column. And they don't know why they're showing up. Now, I mean, I'm sure it's not aliens. It's probably just some marketing stunt or something. But it says, the strange monolith looks like it could have come from another world. Jutting out of the rocks in a remote mountain range near Las Vegas, the glimmering rectangular prism's reflective surface imitates the vast desert landscape surrounding the mountain peak where it has been erected. But where did the object come from, and is it still there? That's a mystery the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it was trying to solve after learning about it Monday through a social media post. Las Vegas police said on the social media platform Twitter, it said X, but it's Twitter, come on, folks, that members of its search and rescue unit found the otherworldly object over the weekend near Gas Peak, part of the vast Desert National Wildlife Refuge, where bighorn sheep and desert tortoises can be found roaming. At 6,937 feet, it is among the highest peaks in the area north of Vegas. We see a lot of weird things when people go hiking, like not being prepared for the weather, not bringing enough water, the police department wrote. But check this out. Photos accompanying the department's post show the strange structure standing tall against the bright blue sky with distant views of Las Vegas. It evokes the object that appears in Stanley Kubrick movie 2001: A Space Odyssey. Neither the police department nor its search and rescue unit immediately responded Monday to requests for more information about their discovery. The latest in a series of mysterious shiny columns popping up around the globe since around 2020. In November of that year, a similar metal monolith was found deep in the Mars-like landscape of Utah's Red Rock Desert. That's what I'm saying. Like, I knew this is a thing that had been happening before. Then came sightings in Romania, Central California, and on the famed Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas. All of them disappeared as quickly as they popped up. The Utah structure, which captured the world's imagination during the pandemic, is believed to be the first in the series. So I don't know. I'm sure there are different, you know, there are different theories as to what it could be. There's fears that it's going to draw, you know, tourists to that area to try to see it. And, you know, they're wondering if it's going to do some damage to the desert or anything like that. So I don't know, but nobody knows. Nobody knows where these things are coming from. You would think nowadays, with all the surveillance we have and all the, you know, drones flying around and various ways that we can use to investigate things, that they would know what was causing these things, but they don't. So one last story here, because we have a little bit of time left. In Needham, Massachusetts, 23 sets of twins have graduated from a Massachusetts middle school, making up about 10% of the 8th grade class. The identical and fraternal twins graduated from Pollard Middle School in Needham, Massachusetts, on Wednesday. Another student, who is also a twin, graduated, but her brother attends a different school. So yeah, they have, what's in the water there? Maybe they have a lot of, what's it called, IVF or whatever there? Because I know that, well, I don't know this, but I think based on watching various TV shows that IVF has a strong likelihood of having twins. Or it just seems that that's more of a thing with IVF people because they're, I don't know why, because they're... I'm not sure, but a lot of IVF people have twins. So interesting that 23 sets, all the same age, all in that one school. Only 3% of live births in the U.S. are twins, are made up by twins, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. So, and that was 10% of the class. Very strange. All right, there's a couple of news stories for you. You guys can let me know if you enjoy hearing some news stories. Again, the website I used to use is no longer, and it appears to no longer be... It's there, but it doesn't appear to be putting stories very often. The last one that I saw was from April. So, I don't know. And they had a Twitter account, but the Twitter account hasn't posted since like 2017. So whoever was running that website is either gotten old and can't, you know, it's just relaxing and not putting much work into it anymore, or I don't know, has just decided that it's not worth it anymore. So just to kind of fill you guys in on what's going to be happening today on my trip, I told you that, you know, basically today is marking our boyfriend anniversary, our boyfie-versary, and we are eating at, I'm going to look here and see if I can find the name of the restaurant. If I thought about it hard enough, I think it's called Story, but it's a restaurant that focuses on traditional, well, British dishes, but modernized. and made fancier, of course. And it sounded good to me. We couldn't get the well-named celebrity chefs because I waited too long. And so the Alain Ducasse and the Gordon Ramsay, both of their Michelin star restaurants were fully booked on the 4th. And Claire Smith, who is another really well-known Michelin star chef, we already ate at her restaurant, Core, the last time we were in London. So it was very good, but we don't want to repeat the same restaurant. So we are eating at Story in London, and I'll let you know how that goes. And that's all we have planned. We're just going to check into the hotel and kind of relax and eat a nice dinner. And then we check into the cruise ship. I think the cruise leaves at 5 p.m. on Friday. So I don't know. We haven't really planned anything to do in London, but we may plan something or do a little sightseeing or whatever. But that's what we're going to be doing in London, just kind of relaxing and getting ready for our cruise and having a nice meal. And I'll talk about this tomorrow, but we will have a guest host next week. But I will be updating you guys on a daily basis. So you'll have a little bit of me and a lot of a guest host. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. I always forget that. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.